hello, guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm really excited. We're going to be doing a peel with gorgeous Melody Ray. Say hi, Melody.
Hi, how are you guys?
For those of you who don't know Melody, she's a really fabulous influencer, actor, basketball player, model, gorgeous human being. So check her out on her Instagram at Melody Ray, at Miss Melody Ray, right?
Yeah.
At Miss Melody Ray. And we have Victoria, my wonderful esthetician here. Victoria, how are you?
Great. How's everyone out there?
We are going to do a couple peels today, and I thought it would be a great time to talk about what a peel is and getting, getting your skin optimized with chemical peels and facial treatments. So, and Victoria, how many years have you been doing peels and treatments?
I've been in the medical field for 15 years. I love skincare, and I love getting you guys beautified. Please come see us for all sorts of facial treatments, peels. We cannot just treat the skin with peels, but there are great things we can do to get you optimum skin and beautiful skin. Maintaining your facials, monthly facials, it's a great benefit. Anti-aging. Also, if we're finding acne, please come get your acne treatments here with us at Dr. Mm-hmm. K.
Very important. Acne is very important. And I want you guys to know, when Victoria is working on your skin, she is literally right up in your face and like so aggressively attacking those plugged up pores. And like, I love it, the focus and concentration.
Yes, very important. I don't take my eyes off my patient. I need to see the reaction, I need to see what's going on. Sometimes our patients don't like to tell us exactly, but our skin will tell us very much. So I have to keep deep focus on my patient all the time. Very important.
Yeah, the skin does not lie. So we know when you've been in the sun too much, Miss Melody Ray. So tell us what's new with you.
I just told her that when you saw that spot, I would never even notice that. But I do love the sun.
So I know you've been in a movie lately. Tell us about that.
So we just finished filming a month ago, our reshoots, and it's coming out. It's like a mix of a love story, comedy, basketball as the backdrop, which I think is amazing because it's women's basketball and there are not a lot of female programs with sports and helping to inspire these young women and just helping them in all facets of life, really. So the growth of this character is tremendous when it comes to like her emotions and what she's going through.
Wait, what's the name of the movie?
She-Ball.
And who's going to be in it?
So we have Rebecca De Mornay, Evan Ross, Nick Cannon, Chris Brown, Cedric the Entertainer.
Wow.
Unel, Faison Love.
Awesome.
Yeah, Katie Yarbrough. There's a lot of people in this. So it's going to be a great film, and I'm super excited about it.
That's so exciting to see your career start to unfold. And I've known Mel since she was on the Dash Dolls. Yep. Do you guys remember that show after the Kardashians? She was running the Kardashian store, one of the Dash Dolls, living in a house. Right?
Yeah, it was good times. That's for sure. I met a lot of wonderful people through that process, so I would never take that back for anything. I made a lot of great friends.
Yes, I still know all the girls from the Dash Dolls show. And what are they all doing these days?
Same old. They're just working. Some are blogging, but still all doing really well. And we're still all great friends. So that's a great thing.
That's terrific. And Melody models, too. And so she's always in a bathing suit. You have to check her out. She's the most sexy model body ever.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that's why you're getting all this sun damage, huh? So are you using sunscreen every day?
Yeah, I use like a tinted moisturizer. So pretty much that's what I use daily anyways. I don't really like a lot of makeup, but just add a little bit of a hue. I think tinted moisturizers are the best thing to use.
Good. You should try mine. Have I not given you mine to try?
I don't think I have yours.
Oh my God, that is wrong. We got to get you that. Yeah. So mine is tinted. It's SPF 50. It matches every skin tone. I love it. It has vitamin C in it, ceramides and peptides and green tea.
Okay.
Literally, you are just such a natural, like, fresh and healthy skin girl that you'll just throw that on and that'll be all you wear. You don't wear makeup usually, do you?
Yeah, no, I don't really. I'm not a big makeup girl.
Yeah, me neither. How about you, Victoria?
Very little makeup. I like eyes, so I have to have my mascara on my beautiful lashes, so that's number one.
Yeah.
And we also have Josh with us. Everyone say hi to Josh.
Hey, guys. What's up?
I'm putting you on the spot.
I know.
Yeah. He's so cute.
Josh is like, this editing is... That out. He's editing this out. This is so embarrassing.
You're brand new to the practice, so...
I am. I'm enjoying my time so far. Victoria and I started about the same time, but I fit in really well, and the staff's been great so far.
And Josh is helping me with marketing, and he's editing the podcast, and he is super talented, very fashionable, love him, and very knowledgeable about skincare.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I think struggling with acne when I was younger, now I just like appreciate skincare so much more than I did then. I think it's really important to take care of your skin. It's the largest organ on your body.
That's so true. And I love a guy who takes care of his skin, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mel, are you dating right now?
Yeah. I have a boyfriend, actually.
You do? Mm-hmm. Wow. What does he do?
Yeah, he's in the medical field, medical sales. He actually works at the hospital here.
At Huntington?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
What is his name?
Greg.
And what field? What does he sell?
He does medical sales for spine surgeons. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah. That goes right along with you being so athletic.
Yeah.
You've played basketball for how many years?
Since I was 5. So it's been a long time.
Well, tell us a little bit about your organization that you do for young girls, because I think it's awesome that you give back at that level.
Yeah, I just love working with young girls and helping them really, like I said, in all facets of life, because I think sports brings you together with teamwork and working with other individuals and just learning how to prosper in every area, because as a young girl, we have all these problems with self-esteem and not feeling good, and it's just hard. It's hard. And then seeing like people on Instagram and wanting to look like them and wanting your skin to be the best and your body to be the best, I just think it's important to inspire these young girls to be themselves and to just take care of themselves and be happy. And self-confidence is the most important thing.
It's so key. And I think... Yeah. You're absolutely right, and I love how every so often on your Instagram you're like totally goofy and wearing no makeup and like hair all over the place, and like, it's important to not have such a curated life that you can't be a human.
Yeah.
Right?
Super important, especially since we're putting that out into society and everything seems so perfect and done so well on social media that it makes everyone feel like their life isn't as great as the next person, and that's just not the case. A lot of the times, I mean, we're all going through something. It just might not be on that platform because for me, I feel like it's always a highlight reel. It's not really the person's true life and authentic self. So it's important to show that.
That's true. We should have an Instagram day where we put all our low lights, like our suckiest part of our day. And this is how we woke up all disheveled.
It's true.
Yes. This is how I overslept and didn't get ready on time. I want you guys to think about doing peels. I know it sounds scary and you feel like you have to schedule your whole life around it and it's really never going to happen because who has the downtime? But in reality, peels do not need to have a lot of downtime. The modern peels, the ingredients get absorbed inwards. So you have 2 days where you're lighter, brighter, tighter. And the third and fourth day, a little mild flaking. You just put extra moisturizer on. You can go about your day. But you need to start doing these peels. If you don't exfoliate those top three layers of dull and dead and damaged skin, you are going to look older. And we all want to have that fresh, dewy children's skin look, right?
Right.
Yes, and I want to say one more thing. Also, when you guys hear us speak about how important it is to exfoliate, that doesn't necessarily mean you go and get your apricot scrub and scrub your face off. Please leave it to the professional. Let us make sure we're applying the correct ingredients on your face. Those apricot scrubs, it's not for your face. They'll leave microscopic scratches, which can damage your beautiful skin.
That is very true. How about you, Josh? What do you?
I actually agree with everything that she said. I think like chemical exfoliation is so much better than abrasive exfoliation. Glycolic acid, lactic acid, they're all really great to kind of just slough off the dead skin. And that's how you get the glow, essentially, is getting rid of the dull, tired skin that you have.
Yeah, there's a few ways to do that at home, too. If you don't have access to a chemical peel, you can try our glycolic peel pads. You can do something so simple as use a fruit acid, like a little bit of lemon and baking soda mixed together and put on the face. Or actually, yogurt is a great peel because of the lactic acid in the milk product
there.
Right? Yeah. So there's a lot of different things you can do. Maybe we should post some homemade DIY peels. Do you know any good DIY ones, Victoria?
I love the yogurt one. I love yogurt. You can do your yogurt, and then if you want hydration, organic honey will give you that deep hydration as well.
Yeah, in Indian culture, we use yogurt with turmeric, and you mix that into a nice thick mask, and then you coat that on. You leave it on while you're like doing your dishes or whatever, and it's really nice for brightening. It's really, really pretty. And turmeric, as you know, is anti-inflammatory. It's antioxidant. It's antibacterial. And it's a good brightener. So I've been actually drinking turmeric every morning.
That's what's in all those drinks that I've been drinking, the wellness shots and stuff, is turmeric. It's just all around good for you.
It's super healthy. And us Indians have known about that for thousands of years.
How about you, Melody? What do you do?
I love turmeric. I have turmeric ginger tea daily, actually. It's my favorite. And then I'm just I'm minimal with my skincare. I was telling her earlier that I don't really like super evasive things on my face. I just don't do well with it. So natural and like these nice little chemical peels are good for me.
Yeah, we see Melody pretty regularly. I recommend you guys do a seasonal peel. If you don't have a lot of time on your schedule, just at least remember when the seasons change. At the end of summer, you need to get rid of your summer sun damage and come and do a little light peel. Peels are great for removing pigment. I don't love lasers for pigmentation, actually, because they create so much heat that you'll get temporary relief and then you'll get browning afterwards. But I do love peels. Then I'll do a peel at the end of winter to get rid of that dull, dry skin that builds up from winter dehydration. And then one in springtime just to brighten. So you know, if you think about doing seasonal peels, your skin's going to look amazing. Right, Victoria?
Absolutely. 100%.
Well, there you have it. There's a little primer on peels. And what advice do you have, Melody? A lot of my clients follow you because they're aspiring models and aspiring actors. And do you have any advice for that really hard industry they want to break into? Because you just broke in.
My advice would be to always be yourself. Stay true to who you are, your morals, your values, where you come from, no matter what you're faced up against, because you will have a lot of things that come at you and makes you second guess yourself and what you think you should be doing. And at the end of the day, I think if you just stay true to who you are, you will get where you need to be.
That's true. Your Instagram's pretty inspiring because you do put those kind of inspirational quotes on there.
Yeah. I think that's just the most important thing, and that's how I feel like I've gotten to where I am today. It's been a slow process, but it's the process that I needed to get there. And I just think we all have a different road and different journey, and if you stay true to who you are, that's what matters.
That is very true. And I also love your message to girls about like not sleeping around and saving yourself for the right guy. Mm-hmm. Not enough of you Instagram ladies out there are talking about that, but Melody talks about it.
Yeah, I talk about it.
And I believe in it, right? You got to find the right partner.
I think it's important. I just think that people, it's not a judgmental thing. You do what you want with your body, but I feel like when you are intimate, you're taking on somebody else's energy, so you have to be very careful with who you allow into your body, and that's the most important thing.
With who you allow into your life, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, you got to surround yourself with those 10 people that are going to give you this great energy that make you a better person than who you are. So I think that's so important. There's too many men and women throwing themselves at each other without really screening.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
It's very true.
So do your homework and do your peels. And then I wanted to leave you with, I don't know how that's related, but I'm throwing that in there just to preach a little. And one last piece of advice, Miss Melody, use your vitamin C serum every day. I can't believe I haven't got you on that yet. So you're going to go home with some lovely vitamin C serum to try on.
I'm excited.
It's 15% vitamin C. It's four different forms of vitamin C, so it's very stable. When you guys out there are buying your vitamin C, please look for bottles that don't let light in, because you know vitamin C breaks down in the presence of light. So when you go to Sephora and cheaper places, Nordstrom's, et cetera, where the ingredients are not physician grade, do your homework. Most of those at those department stores are like 6%. Ours is going to be like 15%. And then, you know, look for something that's going to be heat stable and not irritating to your skin. Some people I've heard breakup of ascorbic acid or vitamin C tablet from their vitamin bottle and rub that into their skin. Have you ever tried that?
Mm-mm.
It's very irritating. It is an acid, so you do need to buffer that a little bit. But that's another one of those little DIY tricks. So.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. There's some interesting facts on peels and skincare, and you smell like a big pumpkin.
I love it. Halloween time, my favorite.
Yeah. Hope you can use the season. So hopefully you don't eat too much candy, because remember, that'll make you break out. The sugar, the glucose, and milk products can make you break out too.
Yes.
It's been great seeing you. And I'm so proud of you for your movie, She-Ball. I can't wait to see it in 2019 when it comes out.
Thank you so much.
You guys are going to witness this budding star actor. Go check her out at Miss Melody Ray. And thanks so much for tuning in. You've been listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And check out our great skincare line if you're looking for great skincare. I made it. And that's up for now. Stay beautiful.